According to the American Farm Bureau, farmer suicide rates are between 2 and 5 times higher than the national average. A farmer mental health initiative is trying to change that. A quick reminder, if you or anyone you know is struggling, the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline can be reached by calling or texting 988. NWPB's Renee Diaz and Rachel Sun report. Here's Sun.
When Ronnie Ryan first started seeing her therapist, she was recently divorced and struggling to manage a 5-acre farm with dozens of animals. She was often left to handle the daily challenges of managing the farm in Poulsbo, Washington, on her own.
It's very isolating because you're just busy all day long, and maybe you get to interact with your other farm friends on the phone, but socialization is at a premium.
Connie Kirchhoff is the associate director at the Washington State University Psychology Clinic. She's also Ryan's therapist. Kirchhoff says many farmers face a unique set of stressors.
You can't just say, I'm not doing this. Going on vacations is really difficult. There are just a lot of circumstances that are different for farmers than for people who work in other jobs.
Her expertise in issues affecting farmers' mental health isn't coincidental. The two first started sessions together as part of a voucher program to offer counseling to farmers and farm workers.
Farmers say some of their biggest stressors are financial. Glade Brosey is a first-generation pear grower in Wenatchee. He says unpredictable market pricing can leave farmers financially unstable.
For a small farmer like me, everything is always broken, and I can't afford to replace them. It's mostly financial stress, but then it's also just a job that requires thousands of hours of labor.
Then there's unpredictable weather.
Now, there was a 3-day period last year that wiped out my entire crop. At any moment, Mother Nature could throw some curveball at you that could just undo all the work you've done up until that point.
Farmers who get injured or sick may also face stress from not having enough help to take time off. Ryan says she's had to work through illness because she runs her farm alone.
I got that weird flu where it was like where you had a fever of 104 for a week and then and the body aches and chills. And I had to go out there twice a day and do all the chores.
Brosey says he believes that the farming community must evolve to better address stress and mental health challenges.
I think as an industry, we need to get better at being more open amongst each other because we're not competitors.
Brosey says whether it's new tractors or mental health counseling, ideas get more buy-in from farmers when they hear about it from their peers.
There will be a new tool and somebody will try it. They need to find those people that are willing and have them say, hey, you know, I talked to this person and I feel better.
He says that many farmers don't know how to ask for help.
Unfortunately, a lot of them just kind of say, oh, you know, this is the way that it is. But really, there's just this underlying feeling of helplessness.
One regional program, Pizza for Producers, brings farmers together using pizza making classes as a tool to help farmers connect with other people in their community. Kirchhoff says she hopes to see mental health treatment normalized within farm communities the way any other healthcare would be.
Just more like I'm going to the dentist to look after my teeth. I can also go to a psychologist and talk about some stressors that I have.
I'm Rachel Sun reporting.
And I'm Renee Diaz.
Renee Diaz reports for NWPB in collaboration with the Wenatchee World and the Murrow College of Communication Local News Fellowship Program.